One of our guests on this show is Cliff Ratza. Cliff is the author of the award-winning Lightning Brain series. In addition to being an author, he's a writing coach for the Lightning Brain Press, teaches at universities in Chicago, and has a consulting business. He holds degrees in math, physics, computer science, business, and related liberal disciplines, and has worked for a variety of companies and industries in major U.S. metropolitan areas. And he labels himself the Simple Scholar, because he uses his degree's breadth and depth of work experiences to syntopically analyze topics of interest in order to develop a clear and concise objective view so listeners can decide what to think. So, let's welcome Cliff to our show.
Hello, listeners. My name is Cliff Ratza. I'm the author of the Lightning Brain series and its sequels. I'm also a writing coach, have a consulting business, and teach at universities in Chicago. If you would like to learn more about this, please contact the Lightning Brain Press or the Quippy Quill. This podcast is titled Science and the Two Cultures by C.P. Snow. Listeners and writers especially should like to know, so let's begin. C.P. Snow was a British novelist, chemist, and civil servant, best known for articulating the idea of the two cultures divide between the sciences and the humanities. In 1959, Snow delivered the Two Cultures Reedy Lecture at Cambridge, and later published it as The Two Cultures and the Scientific Revolution. The book is only 100 pages in length, divided into two parts. The first is the 1958 Reedy Lecture, containing four chapters: The Two Cultures, Intellectuals as Natural Luddites, The Scientific Revolution, and The Rich and the Poor. The second is The Two Cultures, A Second Look, divided into eight sections. Snow is arguing that modern society is split between a scientific culture and a literary humanistic culture that scarcely understand each other. He claimed this gulf of incomprehension hinders the ability of the industrial societies to tackle urgent problems such as poverty, underdevelopment, and environmental issues, since decision making and decision makers often lack basic scientific literacy. The lecture sparked intense debate, and it remains a touchstone in discussions about interdisciplinary studies and the relationship between science and the humanities. Here's the core argument. Snow posits that Western intellectual life has split into two polar cultures of scientists who embrace practical optimism and industrial progress, and one of humanities-focused literary intellectuals whom he views as more pessimistic and detached from scientific realities. He laments the lack of shared language or understanding between them, calling it a gulf of mutual incomprehension, most of all a lack of understanding. Its implications? Well, Snow warns this divide threatens solutions to pressing issues, urging greater scientific literacy among humanists and vice versa to bridge the gap. He sees science as a unified, superior force for human advancement, contrasting it with the interpretive relativism of the humanities. After recently rereading the book, I looked for articles and YouTube videos discussing it, and I found that many subject matter experts say his conclusions are still relevant, but few actually read it because his writing style is out of favor today. Modern readers want something they can read quickly and not have to ponder the words and structure. So if this podcast caught your interest, you might like to watch mine discussing consilience and some of the YouTube videos explaining Snow's book. And that's a wrap for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Until next time.
Well, we hope you listeners enjoyed hearing Cliff's comments. He certainly has developed an engaging public speaking style. When I first met him, he told me that one of his associates who belonged to Toastmasters taught him the basics of speaking to an audience. He certainly seems to have been a good student, and he always presents as many sides as he can think of when discussing topics of interest. No wonder the students in his negotiations and sales courses give him top marks. We'll invite him back when the topic and time are right.